This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 605, How Nasreen Jumped from 5.5 to 7.5 in Reading.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
In this episode, you'll learn incredibly valuable lessons from Nasreen, a Three Keys student who increased her overall IELTS score to a 7.5 in just 30 days. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners and fans and IELTS candidates. We have a very special guest today, a student just like you who got the scores she needed. And Nasreen is now done with IELTS. That is the dream of so many. Nasreen, could you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, of course. My name is Nasreen, and I'm a dentist. I've been looking forward to higher studies, so that's when I took the IELTS exam. And great. Yes.
Okay, so what are you going to study?
I'm looking forward to study public health because I want to broaden my horizon beyond my dental practice and just acquire a bigger picture in the healthcare sector.
Oh, that's fantastic. So where do you want to study?
I've been dreaming to study in the UK. Because it's a little closer to the Middle East than the other countries. And
sure.
Yeah.
What country are you in, Nasreen?
I'm in Saudi Arabia in the Middle East.
Okay, awesome. So your life vision is to gain this further knowledge, this further education.
Yeah,
and
correct.
Then you'd like to bring it home to do something in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
That's fantastic. That's so cool. Okay. Well, congratulations, first
thank
of all,
you.
Because
thank you
you're
very
on
much.
Your way.
No, thank you.
So, Nasreen, how many times did you take the exam?
I took the exam two times. The first time was last October in 2017. I achieved a total score of 6.5. Which was not really the optimal score for prestigious universities.
Sure. Okay. What were the individual scores, like listening, reading, writing, speaking?
Okay. Because I used to watch a lot of TV shows, so the listening and the speaking, I had no problem with it because I have a lot of native friends in my life. So the listening score, I received a score of 7.5. The
awesome.
Reading, though, was 5.5.
Ooh!
Yeah.
That's painful!
Yeah, it was. And
well, I'm sure you felt the pain. And then writing and
writing
speaking?
Was 6, and the speaking was 7.5.
Okay, awesome. Oh my gosh. That's a crazy, like, jagged score. Go like having these 7.5s and then this like painful 5.5 and then not able to go above that 6 in writing. Well, reading and writing are directly connected, right? Just like listening and speaking.
Yeah, so, I think yes, because they increase when you read a lot. And honestly, I'm not the type of reader. I watch, I listen, but reading can get intense with me and stressful.
Yeah, for sure. So did you make yourself start reading a lot more in preparing for your second test?
Yes, I have been practicing to read articles. I followed the roadmap of your course. And thanks to that, I've been reading. I can understand more of reading than before. Like, I used to
That's
have a
fantastic.
Problem with comprehension of the whole idea when I read.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, because you didn't practice that.
Yeah,
right?
Correct. As a second language, it can be problematic.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure. And plus, like, it's the mindset that you had been approaching reading as well. I mean, you said yourself, you're like, I'm not a reader. I don't like it. I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
So bringing that into anything you're reading, you're just like, you're setting yourself up for disaster, right? Because you're like, I already don't want to do this.
Yeah, and imagine adding the stress of the exam and the time management. Yeah. I totally lost it.
Oh, for sure. No, for sure. Okay. So let's think about this reading thing. All right. Because I know there are a lot of students out there, just like you, who just don't like reading. And I mean, personally, my mom started, she taught us to read before we went to school. Like, I'm super lucky because I'm from a family of readers. It's just this like cultural love of words that I grew up with. So I'm super lucky, but not everybody grows up with that sort of environment. So in your second attempt, did you find some things that you actually liked to read? Were you able to sort of change your mindset as far as reading goes?
Lately, I've been really interested in the bizarre kind of news. For example, those soccer team who've been stuck in a cave lately in Thailand before they rescued them. So I enjoy reading these sort of news that kind of raise the controversy and attention from the people.
And how do you find these articles? How do you choose them?
Honestly, I found them through Roadmap when you told us to practice through The Guardian and the Sun Time. Also, New York Times. It really was helpful.
That's fantastic. Yeah, the guys, listeners, I can't stress enough how useful this roadmap is and how essential it is to raising your scores.
Because, it is very much useful. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not just about doing test practice. And frankly, it's not just about learning the test strategies, right? I mean, of course you need the test strategies, but they're not going to help you if you're not improving your overall reading at the same time.
Of course. Of course.
Okay. So let's talk about your most recent scores. What were they?
Okay, so this, yeah?
No, go ahead. Sorry, I giggle. I giggle all the time. I can't help it.
So the listening was 8, and the reading was 7.5.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's amazing.
2 band scores in just 1 month.
In 1 month. Wow.
I could never see it coming. My expectation was, like, I would be happy if I got a 6.
Wow. So, like, when you finished the reading portion of the test, did you, you obviously felt more confident and comfortable with it, right?
Yeah, but of course.
Did you think that you'd scored a 7.5?
No, not at all. Not at all. I was picturing maybe a 6. Like, I would be thankful to get a 6.
That's incredible. Okay, so how much of this 2-band improvement was like general reading and how much of it was strategies and like test practice? Sorry.
I can honestly say that 30% of it was general reading and 70% was the strategies. And I would stress on the strategies even bigger percentage than that, because it's all what it's about.
That's amazing. Okay. No, you need to understand what you're reading. Yeah. But I think it was a blog post or maybe a YouTube video talking about how students are wasting their time trying to understand what the passage is about, because you don't have to.
You don't have
to. You just need the strategies
to
get the answers.
You have to treat it like a puzzle more than understanding every word and getting everything they talk about. Because sometimes they talk about really weird topics that you don't have to invest in it or immerse yourself in at all.
Oh my gosh, that is such good advice. I love this idea of thinking about it as a puzzle. It totally is. It's just like these math equations, right? Like step 1 plus step 2 equals the answer. It's like, it's really like, it should be that clear cut. Okay. That's so awesome. All right. And then writing and speaking, what happened there? Good day, good day, IELTS Energy listeners. If you want access to the same system of strategies and that incredible roadmap to increase your IELTS scores and improve your overall English, get into the Three Keys IELTS Success System. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Writing, I got a 6. It did not increase, and I have I have a good explanation for that. I had a great reason for it to not increase. I accidentally, when I was answering task 1, so I flipped the paper to continue on the opposite side of the paper the answer sheet regarding task 1. And I finished with task 1, then I moved to task 2. Only to flip the paper, and I found that the rest of the task 1 is written on task 2 paper sheet. Horrible,
oh no.
Horrible mistake. I don't know how it got there. It should be separate papers. When I flip the paper, it should be the same paper, but I guess it was underneath it, and that's what happened. And my mind.
Oh my God, what did you do?
From the inside, I went crazy, but I was pretending to be calm, and I just was like, you know what? I'm going to deal with it when I finish from the first page of task 2. And then when I flipped the paper, I had to like waste 5 minutes erasing the whole thing that I copied it first. And then I erased it, and then I continued task 2. So that was like 10 minutes wasted. I had no luxury.
Insane.
It was
and
horrible.
You still, but I can't believe you still got a 6.
Yes. Yes.
Just imagine if that hadn't happened. You would have got a 7.
My God.
Man, that's terrible.
I'm actually thankful I got a 6 given to the circumstances. Yeah.
Right. Oh my gosh. Okay, listeners, guys, if this happens to you, Nasreen, you don't have to worry about this anymore, but I mean, this could totally happen. I could see this mistake happening for sure. You know what, Nasreen? You didn't have to erase and transfer it. You could. So for everyone out there, if this happens, all you have to do is raise your hand and ask the invigilator for another answer sheet. And then she will mark task 1 on the second paper, right? And she'll just and they'll just paperclip the two papers together, and then you'll have a whole new sheet for task 2.
God, I wish I knew that.
That's terrible. man. Okay. Well, you know what, Nasreen? You are bringing this lesson to the IELTS Energy world, and now nobody else will experience this. So thank you.
Actually, I'm glad. I really want people to learn from my experience, because it's a horrible mistake that no one would want to be through in the exam.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. You know, that happens a lot, that students they put their task 1 on the task 2 sheet or whatever. And all the invigilator does, they just cross it off, right? The appropriate task number, and then give them another answer sheet. It's not a big deal. So, well, now we know. Oh man, I can't imagine like the feeling of panic that like bloomed around your heart when you saw that. Because like, I can feel that.
Yeah, because I just had to pour my brain out on the paper without even rethinking if this is a suitable word or not. I just poured down on the paper without the luxury of rethinking words. I did not have that kind of luxury. Even checking, I only had time to check task 2 because I know it's like 2/3 of the mark. And I couldn't, unfortunately, I couldn't revise task 1. I'm thankful at that moment. I was thankful I was able to finish them all.
No kidding. Well, I know when you started that story and you said, you know, like erasing and transferring and stuff, I thought that you wouldn't even finish task 2. That's amazing that you did. Okay.
Yeah.
let's talk about speaking. What was your score there?
The speaking, I got an 8.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah. So we did. I mean, you already came into listening and speaking with high scores, yes. But you still were able to increase it by half a band.
Correct.
Like 8 in speaking is incredible.
Correct.
Do you have any idea like what made the difference between the 7.5 and the 8 for speaking?
Honestly, this tip of marking keywords, whatever you see a question, helped me a lot in the listening.
Oh, for listening. Okay.
Yeah. Because I used to just rely on my ears and like mentally linking what he said to the answers, and I just marked my answer. With the keywords, it was more definite to me.
Okay.
Boosted my confidence. Yeah.
It all comes down to the strategies. Yeah. Guys, listeners, yes. You need these strategies. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and you too can increase your scores. Like
yeah, I wouldn't have increased my scores without the strategies, in all honesty.
I love it. I love it so much. okay, and then that half band in speaking?
The speaking... Every time I take the speaking, I feel embarrassed about it. I don't know. Maybe I always set this perfect standard. And then when I do less than that, I feel like, or maybe because I think it's subjective rather than objective.
Sure.
As there's an examiner and I have to show my personality. So my tip for the speaking, you have to show your personality. If she knows, if she gets to know the person you are, I feel like the message is there.
Yes. No, that is so true. That is one of our main messages for speaking, right? Be yourself.
Yes.
How, like, did you have a method to be able to relax, to show your personality? Or was it just knowing that that's what you had to do?
Honestly, knowing that that's what I have to do. Because I'm usually... I get stressed out because I know that everything I say is under examination. So that gives me some kind of anxiety. So as I talk, it shows that I'm anxious, but it wouldn't affect your score. They care about how you present yourself and not if you were confident or having like anxiety attack.
You know, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. This episode, you guys, is so full of amazing advice. I would definitely listen to this episode a couple times, especially guys, if you are taking the exam in a month, because Nasreen did this in a month, 30-day roadmap, and she saw these score increases. You must have worked so hard in that 30 days to manage all of this practice.
Almost daily. Even the days off, I wouldn't take a day off. I would spend it reading articles, watching documentaries. So it wasn't purely about following the roadmap as much as enriching my information about other things. Like before your strategies, I didn't have much information about global warming.
I only
know by theory that it's getting worse, but I didn't know that I wouldn't have written 2 pages task 2 about global warming if it weren't for your strategies. So I read about it thoroughly. I watched documentaries.
Awesome.
So yeah.
That is so fantastic. And I mean, you got these amazing scores, which is the point, obviously, of taking the course. But I like to think as well that after following the roadmap and going through 3 keys, that people come away with it with, it's more than just getting the scores you need. It's creating this culture of thinking. We haven't talked about that on the show in a while, but that's still something that we want to encourage, right? And, this culture of thinking.
Yeah. And one more thing regarding the speaking, I kind of froze when she asked me a question. And when I answered it, she went like, no, I didn't mean it this way. I want it more generic. So that's when I told her, could you please repeat the question again? I guess my brain froze. And then she repeated the question.
Nice.
I honestly thought that would lower my score, but eventually I got an 8. So
no, but
don't need to worry.
This is another great lesson, right? That one small mistake or one small sort of like brain freeze, right?
Yeah.
One little blank mind is not going to ruin your score. The only way that'll ruin your score is if you let that control the rest of your performance.
Correct.
Right? If you just, I've seen students like like go through a difficult couple seconds like that, and then they just like give up for the rest of the exam. It's not about this, like these individual sort of moments. It's about what they're surrounded by. And if you surround them with enough amazing communication, it's not gonna matter because everyone makes mistakes. Correct. Even native speakers in stressful situations are yes. going to have to ask for repetition, right? Because you're so anxious. Yeah,
totally true. Yeah.
So many good lessons today. Guys, you have to come back to the blog post for this episode. This is episode 605. So come back to IELTS.allersenglish.com 605. I will outline in detail all of the lessons we have learned today from Nasreen. Just, I always forget to ask, what was the overall? What was your overall
score? My overall score was 7.5.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, so
I wish just, I had like an yeah. applaud button. Yeah. That's so cool. Okay. Well, Nasreen, is there any last words of advice for future IELTS test takers out there?
Yes, I have. Practice, practice, practice.
Yes.
Don't give up. And
exactly.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. Totally practice. Consistency is the key. And also yeah. fighting anxiety and time management is very crucial, especially for first-time yes. test takers. Yeah.
Totally. Thank you so much, Nasreen.
Thank you very much.
For coming on the show today. It was wonderful to talk to you.
Thank you very much for increasing my score. Thank you a lot.
It's your hard work, man.
It's been great.
All right, guys. You can get into the same system, work hard like Nasreen, and see these same score increases. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right, Nasreen, good luck in the UK.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.